their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss, in fact, in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. And he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. It's incredible. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
In Vegas, it takes more than luck to fight crime. I'm Kevin McMahill, and I'm running for sheriff. I've spent 30 years working to keep this town safe, rising through the ranks at Metro. I care about people. I believe addressing the root causes of crime like addiction, mental health, and homelessness is vital. I believe taking care of our officers' mental and physical well-being means they will take better care of us. I'm endorsed by our police and firefighters because they know I'm a battle-tested leader. And with your vote, I'll reduce crime as sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin McMahill.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the program, Adam Laxalt will join us. He's got a special guest with him. I don't know who it is. I'm just told it is a major endorsement announcement. It's going to be happening on our show coming up in just a couple of minutes. So stay where you are. Also, you'll hear from Howard Stutz. What's going on down on the Strip? We are setting new records, by the way, for gaming. Did you know that? Nationally? Yeah, first quarter, really, really good for gaming. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
My name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Republicans are turning up the heat on President Biden over a nationwide baby formula shortage. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Across the country, parents have been desperately searching for infant formula on retailer websites because many store shelves are empty. GOP lawmakers are criticizing President Biden, saying the shortage is the latest in a long line of crises, including 40-year high inflation. The White House says the president is taking steps to address the problem, but that hasn't stopped Republicans from blaming the administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Finland's parliament still has to weigh in, but an announcement by the prime minister means it is all but certain to apply and gain admission to NATO.
The application process could take months to complete. Sweden, like Finland, is considering putting itself under NATO's protection too. Such developments would represent a major change in Europe's security landscape. Sweden has avoided military alliances for more than 200 years, while Finland adopted neutrality after its defeat by the Soviets in World War II.
But the move was thrown into question when Turkish President Erdogan said his country is not of a favorable opinion toward the idea. He accused Sweden and other Scandinavian countries of supporting Kurdish militants and others Turkey considers terrorists. A man charged with shooting up a New York City subway train last month in an attack that wounded 10 people has pleaded not guilty to terrorism and other charges. Frank James entered the plea Friday in federal court in Brooklyn. He's charged with committing a terrorist attack or other violence against a mass transportation system and discharging a firearm during a violent crime. On Wall Street, the Dow by 466 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Portions of Elon Musk-owned Boring Company's Vegas Loop are expected to be operational underneath the resort corridor sometime next year. Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority CEO and President Steve Hill said the timeline depends on the permitting process, but he expects that it will move along fairly quickly. When the initial resort corridor portions of the loop open and go online in 2023, they'll open in sections, not necessarily connecting the entire system out of the gate. The American Gaming Association reports U.S. commercial casinos won more than $5.3 billion from players in March. That's the best single month ever. March was destined to be a good month, revenue-wise, after the Nevada win was reported to be the second largest in state history at more than $1.3 billion. Well, the NFL released its schedule for the upcoming season. The Raiders will have four primetime appearances. Their first game will be on the road, though, against the L.A. Chargers September 11th, their first home game September 18th. They've also traded away wide receiver Bryan Edwards for a 2023 fifth-round pick. to the Atlanta Falcons.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Yeah, heavy volumes on the 15 right now. Yeah, rush hour flows early on this Friday, northbound at Hacienda, southbound at Oki. And do expect those delays to continue downtown on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So let me get this straight. The president, in order to get more formula on the shelves, is going to launch a government website to fix the formula crisis. Is that really what they're talking about? And then you wonder why, in a new Monmouth poll just out today, 79% of Americans say that we are on the wrong track. 79% say that they have this question that gets asked in all the political polls, right track, wrong track. Is America on the right track or the wrong track? 79%. 79% say wrong track. What is going on? What is happening? That's the dilemma facing America. And that's why Mark Meadows, former Trump chief of staff, this was his reaction to Biden's America Last agenda. This is Cut 6, go.
Yeah, I think probably the biggest thing that the American people are looking at right now is the progressive left and moderate Joe Biden has been turned into a progressive left leaning president, and it's affecting them at their at the pumps. It's we have some good friends who adopted a child, had to go to 8 different stores to find formula. And you wouldn't expect that in the United States of America. You would expect it in Russia or in China or in places that don't have a free market. And yet the explanation coming out of the White House is to check with your doctor. I mean, listen, this is a Joe Biden who campaigned against President Trump. Frankly, suggesting everything that Donald Trump was doing was wrong, and from the supply chains to jobs to energy. And what we're finding is that when you ask people on Main Street today, they were better off under the 4 years under Donald Trump, and it's coming home very, very clear.
Yeah, Mark Meadows, former chief of staff under Donald J. Trump, the January 6th commission wants to talk to him, and I think maybe holding him in contempt of Congress. Mark Meadows, a smart dude out of North Carolina. Stay where you are. Coming up, Adam Laxalt. I'll ask him. 79% of Americans in a latest Monmouth poll say we are on the wrong track. Does that comport with what he's seeing out on the campaign trail? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right. Anymore.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meineke. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know whether you saw this, but Adam Laxalt issued a statement after Catherine Cortez Masto's radical abortion vote. He said, quote, on the same day that inflation reached a 40-year high and Americans struggled to afford basic goods for their families, my opponent, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, is focused on pushing taxpayer-funded infanticide. Today, she also voted in favor of codifying taxpayer-funded late-term abortions into law that would terminate the life of a baby all the way up to live birth. That's what was in that bill that we talked about the other day, and that Catherine Cortez Masto voted for. Fortunately, there was Joe Manchin, and Joe Manchin ended up voting with the Republicans. And it could have been really, really, really ugly. But thanks to Joe Manchin, that bill was defeated 49-51. 51 Republicans and Joe Manchin voting against it, and essentially for the time being squashing it. The House has a similar bill that might be brought up in the Senate, and maybe that would do better. Also, there's talk that Susan Collins has a bill, a little different, but would essentially codify Roe v. Wade. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens on that one. I think this may be dead if Joe Manchin sticks to his guns, so to speak. I hope he does. I really honestly do. One of the things we're going to talk about with Adam Laxalt coming up in just a couple of minutes, and that is this whole notion of taxpayer-funded late-term abortions that was in that bill. I mean, that bill was just awful. And it's really sad. He goes on to say, this is state-sanctioned infanticide, and Senator Cortez Masto is openly endorsing it. Her vote is the most barbaric vote any elected representative of Nevada has ever cast. Sadly, this is no surprise from a senator who voted to deny health care for born-alive survivors of abortion. Wow, that is scary stuff. I mean, that's real scary stuff. We'll be joined by Adam Laxalt coming up in just a couple of minutes, but I do want you to hear Jen Psaki on her final day. This is her final day as press secretary. She was on with Howie Kurtz. This is cut four. She was on with Howie Kurtz.
Don't do it. Don't do it. We've got him
on. Okay. I'll tell you what. I am told that we do have Adam Laxalt on the line, and let me see if I can grab him. Adam, are you there?
We're here. Loud and clear.
And a mystery guest who is going to endorse you. We know it's not the former president because he's already endorsing you, so that narrows down the field. First of all, let me just ask you, before we get to your endorsement, I want to ask you about the vote of Catherine Cortez Masto on the radical abortion vote. Talk a little bit about your reaction to it. I read a portion of your statement, but I'd like to get you off the cuff here.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think we're one of the only people to speak out loudly and clearly that Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's vote this week was the most radical abortion vote we've ever seen in the state of Nevada. Her supporting third trimester abortions, taxpayer-funded abortions. This is not something Nevadans support. That the Democrats, as they've done consistently over the last few years, they are so far left. And Senator Masto had a chance to break from her radical party like Joe Manchin did. But she, of course, stuck with the home team, as she consistently has done in the entire Biden era.
And what does it tell you when her camp is trying to preach, oh, I'm a moderate, I'm not like those wide-eyed radicals? She's voting with him every time. She votes with Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, this is what she's voted for: open borders. She's voted for the George Floyd policing bill, attacked our cops, which is why law enforcement has switched their endorsement from her to me in this race. This is who she really is. She's counting on the media to cover for her. There were a lot of reports that the vote this week was to, quote unquote, codify Roe. And we called all the stations saying, wait a minute, this is not a vote on Roe v. Wade. This is the most radical abortion bill ever pushed in Congress. And again, she was a reliable vote. I don't think this is where Nevadans are on abortion.
And that's why this election is so vitally important. Now, you've got a lot of endorsements so far, including the former president, Donald J. Trump. But you've got another endorsement today. Introduce for us, if you will, your endorsement for today.
Well, thanks, Kevin, for having us on. I'm happy to introduce a great, great leader for our party, a former Secretary of State, the former head of the CIA, a West Point grad, and great patriot, Secretary Pompeo.
Mike Pompeo.
Great to be with you.
Mike, first of all, as a guy that grew up in Prairie Village, Kansas, I know I followed your career for a long, long time. You've done an amazing, amazing job. First of all, thanks for joining us. Thanks for your service to our country as Secretary of State. Tell us what you have seen in Adam Laxalt that tells you he's the right guy to be the 51st U.S. Senator that's a Republican.
Kevin, for those of us who've been in this fight for common sense and conservative values for decades, it gives me great joy to support Adam in his effort. He will serve the people of Nevada faithfully. He'll be honest. He'll work his tail off. He'll deliver good conservative outcomes, things that Nevadans across the political perspective will say, you know what, that makes sense. We don't need the zaniness of the things that your current senator's doing. We need common sense ideas that go back to the best traditions, the things that have made this country so special, so exceptional for so long. I've been at this, goodness gracious, since I was 18 years old, and it is great to be here, to be in your great state today, to tell the people of this fantastic place that they have a great opportunity to elect a man of true character to be their next United States senator.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you, there's a new Monmouth poll just out today. 79% say we are on the wrong track. You travel this country on a regular basis. You talk with voters all across the country. Does this comport with what you're seeing out there amongst voters?
This is the reality of the America that we're in today and that the people of this state are suffering from, too, right? When I got in today, I saw gasoline over $5 a gallon. I'm confident if I went into Target, there wouldn't be infant formula. This is the reality. I heard someone in the Biden team say, we just have to get our message out. There's no messaging around the hardship that the American people are suffering under the radical progressive objective agenda of President Biden. So it doesn't surprise me to see that the polling data is beginning to reflect that because it doesn't, you know, Democrats can see this too. They see the same angst. They see that there was this big change over these last 16 months, and I think they want to use this election in November of 2022 to reclaim the things that we had been doing that made their lives so much better for ordinary working people all across the country, including here in this state. And Senator Laxalt will be an important part, not just as a member of the Senate, but as a leader in the Senate to do exactly that.
Again, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joining us. He was the Secretary of State under Donald J. Trump. We now have, believe it or not, a baby formula shortage. And the answer from the White House today was another government website. I hope it works a hell of a lot better than healthcare.gov.
And call your doctor.
Yeah, and call your doctor. Let me just ask Mike one more question on this particular subject. You've had a chance to watch the foreign policy of this president. He may be getting us into World War III. What do you make of the first year and a half under Joe Biden?
It's been so disheartening, not because of what President Trump and I did, but disheartening because the American people are less secure, and the risk to our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, everybody who's serving in uniform today is far greater today than it was just 16 months ago. You need to look any further than the risk from what the Chinese Communist Party is doing, the debacle of Afghanistan, where we had 13 Americans killed, that the Biden administration refuses to even say the word Afghanistan today, and then we're watching the horrors in Ukraine and you know, we're not there, so I can't prove it wouldn't have happened on our watch, but I can assure you of this much, it didn't. And the only thing that changed was American leadership. Vladimir Putin didn't change. The President of the United States changed, and we need those kinds of common sense, conservative ideas that don't put our kids, we don't send the 82nd Airborne and the 101st to solve all our big problems. We use American power and common sense to deliver security and keep our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines safe, and our nation more secure as well. It's truly been hard to watch, and we're about to hand Iran a big opportunity to build their nuclear weapon. That is bad for our friends in Israel, too.
Final question for you, Mike. How does this end? We've got a war going on.